what these maps look like. If you go to your own computer when you got a minute and Google Connected Nation or Connect Kentucky, you can go right to one of the maps, and that'll be the same, essentially the same as what Minnesota is looking at. The map, for information, they'd be ready 4 to 6 months from the outset of the contract, so they'd be done in a fairly quick fashion with the maps released. Additional maps released quarterly, so over the course of a year for this particular contract, should it move forward, we'd end up with about four different maps. Every 3-4 months getting a new one that would update it with the new information. And I think this would be an especially good fit with the bill that Representative Mason has moved forward with respect to the broadband task force. The information would be ready for them to have at their disposal as we look at some of these important issues of moving broadband forward. My understanding is, having talked with Connected Nation, they have a good relationship and have worked with Comcast, for example. They've been a participant in the states. They've worked, Quest has a good relationship with them. They work with numerous independent telephone companies, so it seems like a very good fit. And that, in essence, Mr. Chair, is the bill.
Well, Mr. Chairman Johnson, you do have a very good bill, and obviously I'm a second author on this. Members and audience members know we've been working on this for quite a while. I first saw this concept at a telecommunications conference, pre-conference out at NCSL in Boston, and since then we've had a couple meetings in the state. Members and others, I see this as a critical piece in gathering information. We can talk about speeds, upload, download, we can talk about services available, we can talk about what's in the ground or what's available over the air, but seriously, until we have a map that actually we can base all that on, I think it's difficult to move ahead on a lot of these other pieces of legislation. So I'm going to strongly recommend passage of this and hopefully get this to the end gate so that we can then move out and move ahead with bills like Representative Mason's and others who have been kind of languishing around here for the last couple of years. And I think most people in the audience agree too. I've had very little negative feedback, if any, on this bill, at least in my office, Representative Johnson. I don't know if you've had any or not, but I think everyone agrees this is a good tool and a step that's vitally necessary. Are there any questions from members? Anyone in the audience have any comments before we send this out? Seeing none, Representative Johnson, you have a good piece. You renew your motion that House File 2959, as amended, be recommended to pass and moved over to the Committee on Commerce and Labor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Bill is passed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, especially for your initiative in working on this.
Representative Johnson moves Senate File 2262. You recommend to pass and refer to the Committee on Commerce and Labor. Representative Johnson, this looks like a really difficult thing.
It's a good bill, Mr. Chair. We heard it previously. There weren't any objections to it at that time. We're going to move forward with it, hopefully, to the next level. I know it's passed Senate, and things seem to be satisfactory.
Members, this is the repealer bill. We heard the other day with just some obsolete rules and other things being repealed out of the statute. Didn't appear to be any objections. Is there any questions to the bill? Representative Saylor has an objection. No one.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, I just have a question. I believe this is one that earlier we had asked for a list of the repealers just to look at them. I think there was some question about if this is the correct bill, if there was a question about making sure that all of the things that were being repealed actually were covered elsewhere in the bill. Did you get the list, if this is the correct bill for that?
Representative Johnson?
We don't have all the information yet, and we had a discussion about that this morning with interested parties. We expect to get that before now and the next committee hearing at the Commerce and Labor.
We'll make sure that Representative Johnson, along with our research analysts, get that information to members. We need to move this out today, members, because if we wait till next Friday, we miss our policy deadlines, and we have to go through Commerce with this bill by the end of next week. So that's why it's here today, even though some of the information may be lacking. Any questions? Further questions? Seeing none, Representative Johnson renews his motion that Senate File 2262 be recommended to pass and refer the Committee on Commerce and Labor. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Bill passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. We'll give it back to you here now, I guess. Is Beard around? Okay, meeting adjourned. No, wait a minute.
We're waiting for Representative Beard, who's planned on being here at about this time, about 20 after, so we'll take care of that. This is the A4 bill that is going to be reconsidered and sent up to Commerce and Labor, so that's what's occurring here. It should be a pretty straightforward bill, and that should do it. And as a way of other information, this is really the last committee hearing we'll have with respect to the moving bills before us. It is likely we're going to have a committee meeting or two that will be more informational in nature, and we'll keep you posted on that.
Certainly.
So we're going to wait about 5 minutes, so see what happens. Welcome, Mr. Beard, or Representative Beard. Morning, great to have you here.
It's nice to be here. We ought to revisit that cloning bill issue.
Representative Beard moves that House File 3327 be reconsidered. All those, any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. House 3327, as amended, is now before us.
Mr. Chairman and members, we had heard this bill, I believe, last Friday morning and laid it over for possible inclusion in the telecom omnibus bill. I believe because the Senate moved in another direction, actually moved the bill as an independent bill to there. They don't call it the general register, what they call it, calendar of the day or something like that. This bill actually, if it's going to pass, should move as an independent bill. So I guess my request, Mr. Chair, is that it be recommended to pass this committee to the Commerce Committee.
That's correct.
And we'll take the next step as moving this independently.
Representative Beard moves that House File 2327, as amended, be recommended to pass and be referred to...
3327,
as amended, be recommended to pass and be referred to Commerce and Labor Committee. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank
bill is moving forward. Thank you, Representative Beard. And that'll do it for today. The meeting's adjourned. Thank you.